We'd like to give you an update now on a story we ran on this program. 6 weeks ago, we spoke with Maryland Dr. Sinaraja Ragaraj as he prepared to leave to help tsunami victims in his native Sri Lanka. He's now back and joins me on the phone to talk about his trip. Welcome, Dr. Ragaraj.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Jennifer. Nice to be back in your program again. Thank you.
Now, this was the first disaster relief mission that you've ever been on, I understand.
That's right, yes.
What was the hardest part?
The difficult part was the scale of destruction. You know, that was unbelievable, shocking for us to see the scale of destruction before we started seeing the patients.
Can you tell me about the patients you treated?
Sure. By the time we went there, the acute crisis had been taken care and handled pretty very well by the local health authority. We had to give the full credit to them. So by the time we went there, the problems were, one is the infections, mainly the respiratory infections. And number two, the biggest problem was the mental trauma.
Mental trauma.
Yes, because every patient whom we saw there in the clinics, they have either lost the whole family or at least one or two members in their family.
We heard in news reports that so many of the victims were women and children. Can you tell me how the surviving men are coping?
That is another problem what we are facing. As you know, that generally women tend to manage or cope up the psychological stress relatively better than the men. This tsunami has created a lot of widowers. And most of the men are either they're not prepared to talk to us, you know, they are in a kind of a catatonic state, or they are crying. And the third category is most of the men, either they are becoming alcoholic because they don't know where to turn, and some of them are even thinking about committing suicide.
And what could you do for them?
For the mental trauma, it's very difficult. We are going to send teams of 5 to 7 doctors every week for the next 6 months.
And what will their priorities be?
Basically, they are going to work with the local counselors and talking to the people. And what I saw was, you know, when people, they see these people coming from out of Sri Lanka to help them, that gives some kind of hope for them because they have lost everything in life. The second part is intermediate need, where I think we have to think about getting their life back in some form. Most of the families, their life was dependent on fishing, right, because they were living close to the coast. I think that we have to find some means and ways to buy a boat, buy a net, and put them back into work. I think that will relieve a lot of their mental stress, and I think in a way that will keep their mind occupied as well.
When you think back on your 3 weeks there, is there some lasting image in your head, some person that you met or some place you saw that has stayed with you?
Everybody whom I saw was, you know, holding my hand. They are crying, asking for help. And I still remember a young woman of 25 years old. She came and she hugged me and she said, "Doctor, I have lost my husband. I have lost 3 of my kids. I have lost with one kid. How can you help me?" I don't have an answer. I don't know what to say to her. And this was on the second day we arrived.
Did you see that woman and her one child again before you left?
No, I couldn't. But definitely when I go next time, I'm going to meet this particular young lady again. That is for sure. But during my stay, I couldn't, Jennifer, because I didn't have the luxury of time there to be located in one place all the time.
So are you going back?
Definitely I'm going back.
And when you go back, you plan to look up some of the same people that you saw your first visit?
Yes, I will. And I will tell you one more thing, Jennifer. Like, after 20 years, I went to Sri Lanka last May 2004, and I work in a clinic. And this time when I went there, that was a town about 2,500 people, and about 800 people are washed out or killed. And half of my patients whom I saw last time, they are no more there. So that was very sad to me. But this time, at least, I hope the patients whom I have seen this particular visit, I can see them next time when I go there.
Dr. Sinaraja Ragaraj is with the International Medical Health Organization based in Bel Air, Maryland. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jennifer.